Good morning. A dry and relatively quiet start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures on the mild side for mid to late January, most locations in the lower to mid 30s early this morning. So perhaps a few pockets of black ice, but no precipitation out there this morning. And as we reach through sunrise and into the middle of the day, temperatures will climb through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s. These low clouds will be tough to shake. However, I do think we'll have some thinner cloud cover and some bright spots, if not all-out breaks of sunshine from time to time through the afternoon. Clouds will tend to thicken, though, later in the day as a disturbance pivots through the Mississippi and into the Ohio Valley on its way to the Great Lakes. A round of rain is also moving through the Mid-Atlantic and Tennessee Valley, but I think most of this will dry out and shift off to our west during the evening and overnight hours. Still, we'll push some showers through the region during the overnight period as low temperatures drop back into the 30s. There could be a few spots with temperatures closer to freezing tonight, especially across the higher terrain where we could have some pockets of freezing rain. The precipitation will end before sunrise tomorrow, but we'll still have a lot of clouds to start off the day Saturday. Again, we'll see some breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, and it will be unseasonably mild again, with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Cooler air will start to ooze in from the north on Sunday. Still, we'll see high temperatures around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Things will get rather interesting early next week as a storm system will slowly work its way up the eastern seaboard. Initially, it looked like the temperatures will be just simply too mild to produce anything but rain out of this system. But the latest computer guidance is suggesting that we may tap into some colder air Monday into Tuesday, which could mean that part of the storm could come through as snow, especially across the higher terrain. Right now, we'll go with a mix of rain and snow both Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Clouds will come back into the picture Wednesday after a dry start near 40, and that'll lead to some snow showers with colder weather arriving later next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the south and the western Florida panhandle. Despite considerable uncertainty in convective coverage and mode across the southeast later today into early tomorrow, severe storms are expected to develop across the lower Mississippi Valley and adjacent Gulf coastal areas, with a few tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds all possible. Localized flash flooding is also a concern, with the torrential downpours expected within these storms. Meanwhile, much of the western states will remain active, wet, and through the weekend, it even will be snowy across the higher terrain. Widespread rain and mountain snow will spread from coastal areas to the interior west, Great Basin, and along the Rockies. Heavy snow will be possible through tomorrow morning from the mountains of California to the southern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 28 degrees, a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 30, 89% relative humidity, the wind is calm, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 8 below zero at Big Piney and Pinedale, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light rain this afternoon, lower 40s, Boston partly sunny, mid 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 44 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 39, that's 17 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow. 1.0 inches for the month, that's 10.1 inches below normal. And 15.4 inches for the season, which is 12.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in 2006 and in 1986. And the record low, 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:53 p.m. 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and some pockets of freezing rain tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated pockets of freezing rain tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.